And our guest on the show now is the singer-songwriter Linda Moylan, who joins us. Morning, Linda.
Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, Matt's here as well. We keep forgetting about that. Linda. Matt joins us remotely on Zoom, so he's there in the background somewhere. Good to have you on, Linda. Though. Great to have you on the show. So we're going to talk a bit about your new single, Ordinary Merchants, which I gather, Linda, is inspired by mental health. So tell us a bit about the background on that.
Yes, it is. I mean, we had a release date for the 9th of May, which would have been Mental Health Week from the 9th to the 15th. And that would be because a lot of my writing and current on the current album, The Merchant, would be inspired by my relationship with mental illness. I was brought up in an environment that when my mum had psychiatric illness and so did my brother. But that song predominantly is more of inspired by my relationship with my mum.
Okay, so yeah, so how was that growing up around that in that environment?
Pretty intense. I think that when you're a young person growing up in that kind of environment, you sort of take on a carer role, and you may not be aware of that. And although you develop great skill sets, which hopefully you can use to in adulthood, it's trying to alchemize those skill sets and not be taken down by them as opposed to use them for your own good, if that makes sense. So yeah, challenging, but I'm here.
Yeah, that's a lot to deal with though, isn't it, at such a young age, you know, taking on that sort of caring role, whether or not you realize you're doing it, but you're there sort of supporting your mum. But it's at that age, that must be tough.
Yes, I think it is. And obviously at the time that would be in the late 80s, early 90s, into my teens, and kind of off and on till we lost her, God bless her, a couple of years ago in lockdown. But it's pretty challenging, and it's something that we're hoping to bring awareness to, like the carers in that particular area. I mean, I have something happening. It's sort of an initial idea, but I'm hopefully collaborating with Dorset Mind for Mental Health Day. It's a way away yet in October. We're not sure of the ins and outs of it yet, but it's almost just to bring awareness and just start talking about it a lot more. Not just the mental health in general, but the psychiatric illnesses that can be are a little less covered, I would say, in the media.
Yeah, I mean, it is so important just to talk, isn't it? You know, anything around mental health, you know, there's always campaigns encouraging us to have those conversations, open up and talk about things, because, you know, that just does... That's a great healer talking, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, yes, it was challenging, but even with dialoguing with me and my mum or me and my brother, communicating is really useful. Mm. And it's useful for other people who are maybe in families that have those illnesses, because obviously the person who is unwell is someone you give a lot of your time and attention to. So you kind of maybe forget about yourself or don't realise actually we've got stuff going on too.
You mentioned, you know, growing up with your mum in the 80s. I mean, how do you think perceptions of mental health have changed? I mean, do you think we've come a long way since those days?
I would say we've come some way, but I would say that, how would I say, like the psychiatric diagnosis of something like schizophrenia or bipolar and behaviours and all of that are still pretty... low, there's a low level of understanding of those particular conditions. I think we are getting better with using talking about depression in more of a low level capacity. It's getting better, but I think we could get more coverage on some of the more deeper conditions that are there, if that makes any sense.
Yes. Do you think your music and the messages you're getting out will then hopefully go forward and help people out? Because maybe it'll be hearing your story and listening to your music that will help someone to take the steps to get any help they need as well.
Oh, hopefully. And also, like, sharing how you feel about something, because the track that you're going to play today is called The Merchant, but I do talk about how different areas of emotion within it. And yeah, I think by communicating with you, you're putting a light on it. So I would hope that it does generate. We're having a conversation about it today.
Absolutely.
And somebody might be listening. They might pick up the track. They might get in touch. I mean, I'd love to hear from people. I think it's really important. The more we talk and share, the more we can bring awareness to the subject.
Absolutely. It's all about raising that awareness, having those conversations. So, I mean, for you as a musician, how did you first kind of get interested in music? How did you kind of develop what you do?
Well, always been really interested in it, but I wasn't able to give it the time and energy probably until my early 30s. And then the past 4 to 5 years, I sort of got my head down and really tried to concentrate on it. So, yeah, it was a long and winding path. But I collaborated eventually with a lady called Julie Felix, who was quite a well-known folk artist here in the 60s, American lady, and who we are doing a tribute, not a tribute, that's the wrong term, but a celebration of her music and life on the 14th of June in the Water Rats in King's Cross. Sadly, Julie's no longer with us, but I think really having her as a mentor, and sort of Julie sort of wrote and spoke so much from the heart that you couldn't not catch that. And although initially when I started I was writing, but I think my writing has got a bit deeper and a bit more authentic through her influence, I would say.
Yeah, so sort of based on, you know, life experiences, I suppose, and that's a good kind of a basis, really, I suppose, for your songwriting, taking things that have happened to you and, I suppose, putting them into song.
Exactly. And I mean, it can be anything. I'm born in Ireland, brought up in East London, so I'm definitely a combination of both things, kind of rootsy, a bit rough around the edges in places, and it's like my music is a bit of a, without sounding corny, a little bit of a melting pot, a fusion of many influences.
And does it
it's your way of telling your story and your memories, which is brilliant, because most people would keep a diary. You just write songs.
I just write songs. and get them out there. I get inspired, especially even by like the London vibe. Everything about it has got its own kind of weird melody.
And how does London compare to Ireland then?
It's so different, isn't it? I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I go to Ireland, I've got this English accent, and they're going, are you Irish? Yes, I am. And over here, I live in the East End. My first accent was an Irish accent, so I got sort of, my accent sort of flattened out, so I might don't sound Cockney. So I'm like, you're not from here, right? A bit of a nomad.
In between somewhere.
I am so in between, bless me. But I think I'm from a place called Waterford, which is seaside coastal. But London seems to have so many different influences, so many different cultures. And I went to school in Hackney, brought up in East London, currently live in Greenwich. So I guess it's very diverse, which I love about London.
Absolutely. Greenwich is a nice place. That's a lovely part of the world, isn't it?
It is. It's very, very nice. We've only been here a little while, a couple of years now. It is. It's very peaceful, and it's sort of a nice... It was nice to get here just before the lockdown, actually. It was a bit of a luxury, I can't lie.
So we can find out more about you, lindamoylan.co.uk. I'm looking at your upcoming gigs page. You're playing tonight in Twickenham, I believe.
I am in the Twick Folk, and we're supporting Steve Tilston on the 4th of June, Bishop Stortford. Actually, I think this might be up near you guys, Bracknell, we're at the Acoustic Couch on Thursday the 9th of June.
Yes, Bracknell is just literally up the road from us, actually, so it's really good, so really local to us. It's been really good to talk to you, really nice to sort of hear a bit about, sort of, you know, get under the skin and what makes you as a musician tick. It's really interesting. So we're going to play the song Audrey Merchants. Now, this is from the album which came out last year called Merchants, which is getting some rave reviews, isn't it?
It has. We've been quite lucky, actually. We've got some really positive feedback. It was produced by a chap called Phil Biff, Show of Hands. So I think it has. We're very pleased with it. Hopefully we can keep dragging it around for a little bit longer.
Okay, well, would you like to introduce the song then, and we'll give it a play?
Yes, please. Thank you so much. This is my track, Ordinary Merchants, from the album The Merchant. Thank you for having me, John. Take care, Matt.
Absolute pleasure. Really good to talk to you. And do have a look at the website, lindamoylan.co.uk.
Thank you.
You think madness is pretty, baby, try to sleep in its bed. You machine gun. you're just spitting out that you've read falls through my head. In the night it falls through my head. You think madness is pretty, she's a mistress she can't leave behind. When the electric man comes knocking, he kicks out the light in your eyes, leaves you behind. Pretty ones, your eyes a baby blue. All the guys, they will go crazy for you. But what can you do? What can you do? As you dress for your nightly parades, well, it's your inner dream, 'cause they're in a world you can't play. Takes them away in the night, it takes them away. You think madness is pretty, baby, try to sleep in its bed, 'cause it loves you then hates you.
Ordinary Merchants, Linda Moylan. She's our guest on the show today, and she's going to be playing Bracknell in
the 9th of June. A couple of weeks.
That's at the Acoustic Couch, 11 Market Street in Bracknell. So that's in our patch.